Well, good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 100 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. That's right, 100, coming to you live on Thursday, July 7th, 2011, from the Century Mark. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Well, we are celebrating tonight. We have a treat for the 100th episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. We're going to be playing wall-to-wall vinyl tonight. We're going to be spinning records. If you're on stick cam, you can see turntable right, turntable left. Let's hit the button on turntable right and see what happens when that winds up to speed. Oh yeah, it's Mr. Edwin Starr and 25 Miles. You know, if you've been following the news, hey, wait, just a second. We got something else we've got to tend to real quick.
There's just one Schlitz, yeah, yeah, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If
you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer Schlitz.
So you've been following all the news about the trouble that Rupert Murdoch and his enterprises have gotten themselves into in the United Kingdom. And I guess the story now is that he's going to shut down the News of the World after this Sunday's issue. But I'll let you in on a little secret. There's a rumor floating around that he was going to do that anyway. He also owns The Sun in England. They don't publish on Sundays. News of the World only publishes on Sundays, and he's just going to shift his operation and consolidate. So what looks like a big show of doing the right thing, maybe not. Right now, News of the World, yep, that's right. It's the jam from, oh gosh, let's just say 1978. I don't know. Let's find out. Let's turn that button, push that. Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back.
oh, thank goodness it has a fade. You know, vinyl, I don't know how those old-time DJs did it. It's a real challenge because on a media player, I know how many seconds are left to the song that's playing. With vinyl, you got to pay attention. And if it doesn't have a fade, if it's got a cold ending, man, you better know the song or you could be in big trouble. That was The Style Council and My Ever-Changing Moods. Off of their first album, that was the band that Paul Weller formed after he left The Jam. Of course, we heard The Jam right before that and News of the World with the only Jam song that was not featuring a Paul Weller lead vocal. That was Bruce Foxton, the bass player, singing News of the World. Right now, how about some Paul Williams, song you probably know really well, I'm guessing. But only if it plays.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You'll swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back cause they've never really gone. Just an old-fashioned love song coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old-fashioned love song, one I'm sure they're up for you and me. To weave our dreams upon and listen to each evening when the lights are low, to underscore our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You'll swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back cause they've never really gone. Just an old-fashioned love song coming down in three-part harmony. An old-fashioned love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me.
Know It? Hell, He Wrote It. Yeah, that's Paul Williams and his version of Old Fashioned Love Song, a really big hit for Three Dog Night. Got Brother Greg in the Stickham chat room inviting me out to hear on one of the reunion shows for his old band on September 30th. I can't make it. Band was called The Students. I will be out of town. I'll be in Morrison, Colorado that night at Red Rocks Amphitheater seeing Further, the latest reconstitution of former members of the Grateful Dead. And while I'm thinking of it, I should mention, because you'll find this fascinating, that tonight, July 7th, 2011, is the 30th anniversary of my first Grateful Dead concert at Kansas City Municipal Auditorium on this night 30 years ago, July 7th, 1981, me and Mr. Ray Unruh had a high old time. We won't discuss what happened with the Mad Dog 2020 that night or the following morning, but let's just say it was a unique experience. Wow. And on that note, let's just get right back into the music from what is also not Warren Zevon's debut album. One of two albums that are usually misdescribed as debut albums, neither of which are. Well, here you go. Click clack. Why isn't that doing what it's supposed to do? Oh, there it goes. That's much better.
So much to do. There's plenty on the farm. I'll sleep when I'm dead. Saturday night, I like to raise a little harm. I'll sleep when I'm dead. From the bottom, twisted again. I'll sleep when I'm dead. Alright. Oh, well, take this medicine, nice prescribed. I'll sleep when I'm dead. It don't matter if I get a little tired. I'll sleep when I'm dead. If I start acting stupid, I'll shoot myself, then I'll sleep when I'm dead. So much to do, there's plenty on the farm. I'll sleep when I'm dead. I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Yes, Greg, we must be psycho. He's talking about Mad Dog 2020 in the chat room in a totally different context. I had no idea. Hang on. We don't want that right now. We want to explain. I'll sleep when I'm dead. You know, last Saturday night on the Hank and Jim Radio Network, and if you go to hinkydinky.net, you can find out more about me participating on the Hank and Jim Radio Network. I did 3.5 hours live on the air, and I didn't think it would be but 4 or 5 more weeks before I had another opportunity to do that, but I'm going to do it a week from Saturday on July 16th. I'll be doing the Hank and Jim show again. I'm really looking forward to it. It was an awful lot of fun. I had literally, not kidding, thousands of listeners. It was quite a rare treat. They're popular. There were as many as 100 or more people listening at any one given moment, which is, if you don't know, that's not what normally goes on around here at Hinky Dinky Time Radio. So it was very cool, and I am excited about doing that again. Right now, from the Murray and Sherry Newman collection, yes, this is vinyl that I actually stole from my father's home when he was unaware of it, not later on when he donated all of his derelict vinyl to me. He was still playing records when I took this one sometime in the 1980s. This is some Mose Allison.
You're sitting there yakking right in my face. I guess I'm gonna have to put you in your place. You know, if silence was golden, you couldn't raise a dime. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. You quoting figures and dropping names. You're telling stories about the dames. You're over laughing when things ain't funny. You're trying to sound like the big money. You know if talk was criminal, you'd lead a life of crime. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. Life is short, talk is cheap. Don't be making promises that you can't keep. If you don't like this little song I'm singing, just grin and bear it. All I can say is if the shoe fits or wear it, and you must keep talking, please try to make it rhyme. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working all the time.
That's Mose Allison and Your Mind is on Vacation. And Brother Greg will appreciate this. My first real exposure to the songs of Mose Allison came back around 1980 or so. Many Mose Allison songs were in the repertoire of Mr. Bill Lynch when he was performing a duo with Mr. Lee McBee back in those days. There was lots of Mose Allison coming out of Bill back then. Right now, from 1978, you're one of the 28 million people who bought a copy of this. I'm certain of that if you were alive back then, because 28 million is a lot. It's a whole lot.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, from the original motion picture soundtrack to the motion picture, as opposed to the stage show, Saturday Night Fever, and, of course, is the Bee Gees and Staying Alive. And we are staying alive at Hinky Dinky Time Radio as we commence with the second 100 episodes of the program. We're not going to hit all of the set pieces that we normally do on a regular episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, because we're playing wall-to-wall vinyl. It requires powers of concentration, but we're not going to completely overlook business as usual right now. Let's see if we can make this happen.
WCFL Chicago.
And not from vinyl, because I don't have it on vinyl. 40 years ago this week in the greater Chicago area on the Big Ten Super CFL Music Survey, the number 40 song was this by The Undisputed Truth. Can you dig it?
Smiling faces sometimes pretend to be your friend. Smiling faces show no traces of the evil that lurks within.
Can you dig it?
Smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof.
Spooky. That song scared the crap out of Brother Greg when he was 9 years old. I hope he's coping better with it tonight.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. It is a weekend in Midland City. And during a lull in rampant running crime, the wonderful white-winged warrior takes a few minutes out to relax in the office of the police commissioner.
Give my regards to Broadway. Flow gently, sweet Afton. California, here I come.
Winged warrior.
Yes, here, commissioner. Would you mind relaxing out in Miss Helfinger's office?
Of course, Commissioner. And, Commissioner.
Yes?
In the event of emergency, I'll be relaxing out in Miss Helfinger's office.
Yes, fine.
I am going to be relaxing out here, Miss Helfinger, and in the event of an emergency, the Commissioner will call for me.
All right.
Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
All right, hold it.
Yes, Miss Helfinger?
Why don't you just take a walk around the block a couple of times?
All right, if there's an emergency...
We'll find you.
Not much later, as the Winged Warrior begins his third trip around the block.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Say hi to all the fellows.
Hey, buddy.
Yes?
Ain't you Chicken Man?
That's right.
You sing pretty good.
Thank you.
Listen, you ever hear the Club Chi Chi?
Oh, yes. An establishment controlled and operated by the criminal element.
What are you talking?
Oh, that's what I've heard.
What are you talking?
It was probably only a rumor.
Sure, it's a family-type place now for friendly family-type folk.
I see.
Listen.
Yes?
You want to make a couple extra bucks on weekends?
Well, I usually strike terrific terror on weekends.
Whenever things are slow, you work my place. You sing a couple songs, do a little...
And I've dedicated my life to combating crime and or evil.
Pay you $20 a weekend.
$20 a weekend?
Sure. Could be a big break for you.
$20 a weekend.
Yeah, lots of crime fighters are doing things on the side now. Beauty pageants, making records, restaurants, you know...
$20 a week. I already have a lot of 8x10 glossy photos that I could autograph.
Attaboy.
And we could distribute them and
sure.
pass them out.
We're going to work this out. I can see that.
Well, will the commissioner like the idea of Chicken Man crooning at the Chi-Chi, filled as it is with the glare of saxophones and girls with ankle bracelets? And furthermore, can a club act make it today with material like Give My Regards to Broadway? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
Another donation from the Murray and Sherry Newman collection, Tavares from the 1976 release, Sky High. We're not taking anything away.
Of the rock.
my love. You be my love. You be my sky above. You be my light. You be my light. You be my day and night. You be mine tonight.
Well, that would be Mr. Cat Stevens off of the Teaser and the Firecat album, and Ruby, my love, I'd like to welcome my latest listener. I see you're out in, well, it says Desert Hot Springs, California, so I have my suspicions about who's joined me. I think that's just terrific. Hi, if you're not looking at me on the stick cam, then you don't see me waving, but trust me, I am. Right now, from an LP that my father brought me back from Paris, France, and boy, what a pain in the butt it must have been to bring an LP back from Paris. It still is in a clear sleeve from Lido Musique on the Champs-Élysées. This is the first record by Mr. Gene Vincent with his Blue Caps that I ever had in my collection. And from that record right now, well, yeah.
Well, Bebop Luna, she's my baby. Bebop Luna, I don't mean my baby. Bebop Luna, she's my baby. Bebop Luna, I don't mean my baby. Bebop Luna, she's my baby. I'm a baby, I'm a baby, I'm a baby. Well, she's the gal in the red blue jeans. She's the queen of all the teens. She's the woman that I know. She's the woman that loves me so. Say, Bebop Luna, she's my baby. Bebop Luna, I don't mean my baby. Bebop Luna, she's my baby, my baby, my baby.
Let's rock! She's the one with the flying feet. She's the one that walks around the store. She's the one that yells more. Bebop Luna, she's my baby. Bebop Luna, I don't
mean my baby. Bebop Luna, she's my baby. My baby, my baby, my baby.
Let's rock again now.
Thank you.
What goes out to... Stop that. That goes out to everybody's baby, Papa Lula. Wow. You know, vinyl's exciting, and it goes real fast when you're all jazzed up playing the platters. We've only got about 7 minutes to go on this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I'd like to thank you all for joining me, tuning in, as we gradually begin to slide into home. Right now, the original demo recording by Pete Townsend of a song that, if you know it at all, you know it, as sung by his bandmate, Mr. Roger Daltrey. Of course, I'm referring to Behind Blue Eyes. That's going to bring us down to the final track of this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. We're going to close it with one of my favorite artists from the Rain Dogs album. This is Mr. Tom Waits and Downtown Train.
Against the wall in the nighttime, yes. I climb to the window and down to the street. I'm shining like a new dime. The downtown trends are full of all those Brooklyn girls that try so hard to break out of their little worlds. Well, you wave your hand and the scattered luck goes. They have nothing that will ever capture your heart. They're just thorns without the rose. Be careful of them in the dark. Oh, if I was one, you chose to be your only one. Oh yeah, can't you hear me now? Can't you hear me now? Well, I see you tonight. Stand by the light of the four-way. You watch a massive fall. Oh baby, they all have heart attacks. They stay at the carnival, but they'll never win you back. I'll see you tonight.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode. You knew that. Let me make sure that that doesn't go click-clack, click-clack, click-clack in the run-out track. And let you know that there will be a rebroadcast in just a few moments as soon as we get through this last piece of business. Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday, Monday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?